Daily Light, April the 29th, morning. Consider what great things he has done for you. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord God disciplines you. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not yet given me over to death. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. Oh, consider what great things he has done for you. 1 Samuel 12:24 and Deuteronomy 8:2-5. Psalm 119:75, 71, and 69. Psalm 118:18. Psalm 103:10, 11, and 14. Daily Light, April the 29th, evening. Our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke, when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marvelled at among all who have believed. The whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now, and not only the creation but we ourselves groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we shall be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13 and Hebrews 6:19-20, Acts 31:21, 2 Thessalonians 1:10, Romans 8:22-23, 1 John 3:2, Colossians 3:4, and Revelation 22:20.